AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News, the Republican National Convention. I'm Chuck Sievertson. Now, officially the nominees, former President Trump and his choice for vice presidential running mate, first-term Ohio Senator J.D. Vance. He's a one-time Trump critic and at 39, the first millennial to join a major party ticket. The Biden campaign noting that Vance has said he would not have certified the results of the 2020 election. The special counsel's office says they will appeal this decision today. ABC's Terry Moran.
The stunning ruling. The entire case against Trump for mishandling classified documents has been thrown out by Trump-appointed federal judge Aileen Cannon. This was the prosecution widely seen as the one that posed the most serious legal peril for Trump.
The judge says the special counsel was not nominated by the president nor confirmed by the Senate and not in line with the Constitution. The counsel's office argues that the appointment by the attorney general followed federal statutes. This is ABC News. Aye. Still no verdict in this trial.
On the second day of deliberations in New Jersey Senator Robert Menendez's federal corruption trial, at one point, jurors sending a note to the judge asking whether a not guilty verdict on a single count requires unanimity. Judge Sidney Stein responding, jury, your vote, whether guilty or not guilty, must be unanimous as to each count and each defendant. Menendez facing 16 felony counts, including bribery and being a foreign agent for the Egyptian government. The trial's in its 10th week. It was only expected to last six. Dave Packer, ABC News, New York.
A New Jersey commercial fisherman and his son rescued a man who had been swept out to sea from a New York City beach more than 5 miles away. Pete Ordain had been treading water for hours before he was found in open water about 2 miles off New Jersey's Sandy Hook on the other side of the entrance to New York Harbor. Back on dry land, Ordain was examined by professionals and found to be in good condition. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
The Republican National Convention is being held in Milwaukee, and it marks the first time the RNC is in the Badger State. But Wisconsin holds a special spot in the election cycle, with the RNC the second consecutive political convention in Milwaukee. The city was picked for the Democratic National Convention in 2020, but due to COVID, most of it ended up being virtual. Do you know which city has hosted the most political conventions? Philadelphia, Chicago, or Boston? The answer coming up. Political conventions started in the 19th century. It remained the main way to select candidates until 1972, when presidential primaries determined the eventual nominee. Conventions are now considered more of a celebration of the candidate. So do you know which city has held the most political conventions? Chicago. The Republicans have been there 14 times, and the Democratic convention will be hosted there for the 11th time this summer. 50,000 people expected at the RNC in Milwaukee, a nice slice of Wisconsin for the country to see. I'm Terry.
I'm Terry Bell with WMDX News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WMDX website at mad.radio.
Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Former President Donald Trump is in Milwaukee for the Republican National Convention after being shot in the ear Saturday at a rally in Pennsylvania. Trump is still planning to deliver a speech at the RNC on Thursday night. However, he told the Washington Examiner that he has completely rewritten his speech after Saturday's events. The Secret Service said in a Sunday briefing that there will be no changes to security plans at the RNC. If you own a well on your property, the DNR says you should test your drinking water after all this rain and flooding. Flood water and runoff can introduce contaminants to a well that spread waterborne illnesses. Wells located in pits, basements, and low-lying areas are at a higher risk of contamination, according to a DNR press release. More information on testing and decontamination can be found on the Wisconsin DNR website. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers beat the Nationals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 9-3 win over the Washington Nationals Sunday. 30,000 fans, 92 degrees at AmFam Field. Willie Adames hot at the plate on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
That one's deep. Way back left center field. Adames will once it fly. Put two more on the board, courtesy of Willie Adames. A four RBI game. Home run number 50. 15.
The Brewers avoiding being swept by the Nationals as they head into the All-Star break. Adames after the win.
We've been to a rough stretch lately, but, you know, that's baseball. That's how it's going to go. But, you know, it was a great way to end up the first half, and hopefully, you know, we can take this momentum and start the second half after the break.
The Brewers losing 7 of their last 10 games. How badly did they need this one on Sunday?
You need them all. You know, like, you start thinking like that, like, desperation or something like that. That's not good thinking.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels.
Severe thunderstorm watch continues through the evening. Scattered showers and thunderstorms through the evening, some with large hail, damaging wind gusts, and you can't rule out a tornado. Then mostly clear overnight, warm, lows upper 60s. Sunshine, not as hot tomorrow, highs low 80s. Currently it's 79.
Pete Schwabba.
Tuesday night, Nightlight will stream live on Facebook, X, and YouTube from 7 to 8 p.m. during the RNC. We'll be back in the air live from 8 to 9 p.m. where I welcome host of American Ninja Warrior, Matt Eisman.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
It's a good day to be indigenous.
Get up, stand up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Courtney Cup, he need cut again.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Kutagi, to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. We discuss local, national, Native news and events. And as you know, Chuzhunk, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Yes, you are right, Daga. This portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, let's just talk about our weekend a little bit before we jump in on the news. And I was at the Two-Spirit powwow this weekend, and I was all confused because of the storm and out on the football field. And
then
my Jaleesa texted me and wondered where I was.
Oh, no. Well, I'm happy to see that you went. I know a few other relatives and friends and neighbors went to the Two-Spirit powwow this weekend, hosted by New Native Theater. This was their third year of hosting this very special Two-Spirit powwow. Because, you know, our Two-Spirit relatives are, they are important and, you know, need to be included with just representing who they are. And I hope it was a good turnout. I was not able to make it there because I know the weather did kind of dampen some of the plans. Like you said, it was taking place out on the football field and then got moved inside.
Yeah. It really interesting before we get too far down the other track that I want to talk about today. So I was there and Wendy texted me that a friend of hers that she used to work with texted her and saying that Trump had been shot.
Yeah.
And so I was at the Two-Spirit powwow and I was sitting next to the MCs and I was going, wow, this is crazy. I don't know. Is this person joking around with Wendy or what? But apparently not. And it was like, wow, I found out before a lot of people about that, but we'll talk about that a little later in the show, but it's crazy.
Yeah, that did happen Saturday. A lot of things happened and took place over this weekend. I was a bit shocked myself, you know, with a lot of the media putting stuff out there right away. You're kind of unsure about what's going on.
Yeah,
shocking to say the least. I don't want to say, you know, I'm surprised it didn't happen earlier, honestly, but you know, every political party deserves safety,
definitely
at these events.
Right. And, you know, the problem too, Haley, too, is that, you know, there were people that were killed there that because of this whole attempt on the orange one. And that's what's super sad too. The weird thing is how close he got. The weird thing is, you know, he was only 400 feet away or 200.
There's a lot of weird things, in my opinion, about what happened, but yeah. I wasn't there. This is just from what I've been seeing in video evidence from circling around.
Well, and you know, what's weird, we can talk historically, but I guess we are getting into it because I was going to talk about Prairie Island. But historically, when the last president that was shot, or former president, was Reagan, and he reached out to Russia after he was shot and kind of knew that, you know, our life is fleeting here and times change. And there was a lot of good things that happened, including tearing the wall down in Germany and things like that, that kind of changed Reagan's life. But this guy here, I don't see that happening. And he picked a vice president today too. And
he did.
Yeah. And it's what's bizarre about this is this guy here was an anti Trump person for many years.
You're right. I have a clip of him talking about the negative things that he did not like about Trump.
So he's 39 years old, and yeah. So it's amazing. I hear a lot of our pundits out there talking about, you know, this is going to be a landslide victory for the Democrats, and we need to really make sure that we pay attention and do this and not get lulled to sleep about, Trump is still a convicted a felon, and he still has the 2025 going for him, even though he's denying that he has anything to do with that, but we know better. And so we just got to keep the eye on the prize and vote blue no matter who. And I feel like Biden's really showed a lot of leadership, and it's kind of bounced back from that debacle debate.
Yeah. Well, and I found it very notable too that President Joe Biden reached out to Donald Trump and just to make sure he was okay and check on his safety. And a lot of, you know, really big DFL politics from across the country kind of did the same thing. So I think in a good way that shows our character. And, yeah. I don't know if I was surprised to hear that the shooter was voting Republican for the majority of his voting years. Mm-hmm. But it just goes to show, like, we have to, get these guns under control. And, I think it's surprising that congressmen wore AR-15 pins on their jackets a few months ago or whenever that was into the office. Obviously, this is a big problem, and hopefully the other side of the party can see that.
Well, we're in such an upside down world, and the more lies that you say, the more people think it's true. And Trump's really led the way on that. And you know, their rhetoric is the one that's really been revving things up. And so when they say that the Democrats got to mellow out on their attacks on Trump, it's like, oh, I don't know. It's a lot different attacks. It's more on, what Trump stands for, which is very little. And they're the party that's wanted to hang their own vice president. And so it's, I just say, let's take a big, deep breath and move forward and really, go after this guy again for his policies, which we have been.
Yeah. And I would say too, when we're not living through a major historical event every other weekend, it seems, you know, I hope we're able as citizens, as free citizens now currently, to get out and enjoy ourselves and enjoy our communities and try to make a difference. I saw that you were able to head to Prairie Islands powwow, which looked amazing. It looked like it had a really big turnout. How was that?
That was awesome. I heard that the powwow was still going on, so I drove and I thought I got a really good parking spot across the street from the powwow grounds, and the powwow was inside.
I had
a long walk from my car to get to the convention center there, but it was awesome. Good energy. Ran into a lot of people. Ran into the new vice president of Ho-Chunk Nation and her son.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Danielle DeLong, and again, congratulations on that awesome big thing. You know, that's great for tribal nations to have women leaders, because women lead the way.
Yes, I think we need some more women leaders. So congrats, Danielle, again.
Yeah, definitely. So we're going to try and call Bob Blake. He's driving from, ironically, Red Lake. So Bob Blake from Red Lake. And then we're going to try and shag down there Dr. Stately and see where he's at and what's going on. But, hey, you're listening to Native Roots Radio's Monday edition of Native Roots Radio. We'll be right back.
When we heal from our traumas,
when we face our fears,
let go of our addictions,
when we relearn our values,
when we live our teachings,
respecting our elders,
cherishing and honoring our children,
when we honor and take care of our spirit,
there will be no room left for sexual violence.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
The city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis Air. AIR stands for American Indian Relations. Guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis AIR dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune in to Minneapolis AIR on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, right here on AM 950.
Bonjour. Hello. My name is Wabin. I am an enrolled member of the White Earth Nation, descendant of the Navajo Nation, and co-chair of the Indigenous Employee Resource Group with the Minnesota Department of Transportation. MnDOT is hiring for a variety of positions, from road maintenance to accounting and more. We offer great benefits. For more information or to set up a one-on-one resume and application assistance, visit mn.gov/careers, or you can text or call 612-257-2388. 612-257-2388.
Attention transit customers. On Saturday, June 15th, Metro Transit will make changes to transit service within your community. As we do each quarter, we review our resources and ridership trends. These service changes continue our ongoing work to best serve customers throughout our system with our given resources. A summary of the upcoming service changes and a preview of the updated schedules are available now at metrotransit.org. Again, that's at metrotransit.org.
Aneen, I'm Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, and you are listening to Native Roots Radio.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by J.S. Bean Factory off Randolph Avenue in St. Paul. Only the good stuff keeps us awake.
Yeah, I am awake. And hey, I'm hoping I have a Robert Blake from Red Lake on, Solar Bear with the Solar News. Are you there, Robert?
Yes, I am here, Robert.
Right.
I am driving right now. You know, Robert, there's a lot going on in the solar news, but you know, Robert, the Solar Bear also covers environmental justice issues.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you saw on the news today, but there were 84,000 gallons of oil spilled in North Dakota.
Oh my goodness. No, I haven't. And I appreciate the update.
Yep. So, there was also a story that ran today about the Bad River tribe in northern Wisconsin who are asking Enbridge about the Line 5, you know, to better work with them because they don't want an oil spill. I mean, I'm just saying, Robert, oil spills happen. I think Bad River is in their right to be, you know, asking these things and these tough questions. And, you know, oil companies seem to think that oil spills never happen. And it, one just took place today.
Right. And Enbridge is notorious in the last 15, 20 years of oil spills. And that's why we were really fighting against Line 3 here in Minnesota. And now Bad River. Did you see the documentary Bad River, the movie?
No, I did not. I'm still waiting to see it. But, you know, it's amazing how that story runs today, about how Bad River wants more cooperation from Enbridge.
Yeah.
You know, because they don't want an oil spill in their community. And, you know, this oil spill takes place today, 84,000 gallons in North Dakota. So, you know, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. What's old is new, and we really are dealing with that constantly, and it's an attack on sovereign nations across Turtle Island and on and on and on. And you know, Bob, we started the show because we were fighting Dakota Access Pipeline almost 8 years ago now, the reason why Native Roots Radio started.
Yeah, absolutely, Robert. And I think that, you know, I hear from a lot of people. As a matter of fact, I just talked to Senator Mary Kunish today up in Red Lake, and we were just talking about the radio show.
Yeah, well, hopefully good things. It was a warm day. I was at Prairie Island, and I was very hot at their powwow.
Oh, wow. Yeah, we had a film crew down there from the Minnesota Solar Energy Industry Association that's going to do a really cool project at the conference this year here in Minnesota. And the concentration has been more outreach and engagement to the Native community from the solar industry. So that's really cool. Some wonderful – and another good news, Robert, about the solar industry here in the state of Minnesota is they're going to be – a ombudsman now for the state of Minnesota. And one of the things that they're going to focus on is the interconnection issues that are taking place across the state right now. So I think that's great. I really feel like Minnesota is moving in the right direction. And that's a great sign that the state of Minnesota is taking this initiative to have a solar ombudsman, really, working here at the state level for all of us Minnesotans.
Oh yeah.
So we can meet our goals. Yeah, so we can meet our goals for a carbon free a carbon free Minnesota by 2040.
That is huge. And you know, again, we got an election coming up, and we were kind of talking about that in the first segment, Haley and I, and it's so important for us to get out there and vote and not be discouraged and listen to these polls. I feel like it's going to be a blue tsunami again, and we got to just stay vigilant and really talk about issues.
Well, yeah, and I've heard all the, you know, well, what if, you know, the other side wins, and all, you know, what's going to happen with renewables and all that stuff, and I just want to tell everybody right now that nothing's stopping this. This is, the train has left the station. I'm sorry, everybody. Renewables are the future. They're coming down in price. Battery technology is getting better. Electric vehicles are getting, the range is getting longer. They're getting cheaper. Everything is taking shape. So honestly, you know, nothing's going to stop us now, Robert. And you know, and I know that trying to make the federal government change mid, you know, form is just not going to happen. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like they're on their way. They're a big ship. You just don't change courses on these guys. It takes years for them to change courses.
Well, that reminds me of an old saying: you can't change horses in the middle of a stream. Ho-wa.
Yeah. Ho-wa. Yeah. Exactly. So I just don't see it. You know, that this is going to continue to move forward like this. And, you know, I'm, you know, that's just the truth of the matter of it. So for all the people out there that are worried about, you know, is the renewables going to stop? Is that it's not going to stop. There's too many, a lot of, and another thing too, Robert, there's a lot of investment from private equity now going into the renewable, energy industry. So, you know, all these business guys, you know, they're capitalists. They want their return on investment. And, you know, so with that being said, none of this is going to stop, Robert.
Well, and that's to my point too, Mr. Blake from Red Lake, is that these big, the economy's going too well, the stock market's going crazy. These rich people that are putting money into solar and making money off the economy will not want a new president to come in and screw things up.
Exactly, Robert. And that's why my whole point is to everybody out there that are asking for Biden's head right now to jump on board, come on in for the big win. You know what I mean? Like, let's get behind this guy and let's just destroy the other. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, let's just come out and vote and vote in masses and really continue the all-time market stock, you know, all-time stock market highs, the unbelievable unemployment rate that goes back to like the Carter years. I mean, we're talking forever and a day now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, all the prices, inflation is coming down. We've got that under control now. Mm-hmm. I mean, Robert, this is just, it's too good. And I just feel like, you know, we can't stop the momentum that is happening in the country right now.
Right.
Yeah, there was the pop shot at Trump. Yeah, that's bad. I agree. Mm-hmm. It's not right. But come on, let's, you know, people, you know, let's come together. Like I said, jump on the home team and come on in for the big win. You know, that's where we're at right now, Robert.
I hear you. And, you know, things are going so well. We just have to, and the Democrats have to just compare what's going on. And, there's a good guy that's older and he's really taken control too. And people are forgetting about that debacle debate, and he was strong. He's been on TV now twice since the assassination attempt of Trump, and he is super presidential and people trust him all over the world.
And Robert, let's not forget, okay, people out there listening, Joe Biden, President Biden doesn't do all the work. He's got a great staff with impeccable, you know, resumes and a track record for getting things done. You know, they're the ones that are implementing the day-to-day and getting all this great things that are happening for our country right now. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I mean, look at what happened overseas, you know, in those landslide elections over there. I mean, the especially the Dems, you know, won those elections.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I really feel like the United States, you know, needs to follow suit in that, because when we're all on the same page, our economies are clicking like this. I mean, so many good things can happen for the planet, for the people, you know, in these countries. I mean, it just seems like a really, really opportune time to not change leadership, everyone. This is not the time to change the course.
I hear you. Well, Bob, what else you got working on here? We got another minute with you.
Well, I will be receiving an award next week out in Baltimore, Maryland, for I guess all this work that I do. So kind of excited by that. The EPA, the person from the EPA is giving it to me. So I'll be on Baltimore, Maryland. I'll post pictures and maybe I can, reach you out from out there, do a segment from out there while I'm out there.
Perfect. Well, congratulations. It's well-deserved. Robert, thanks for spending time with us. I know you're driving, and you're driving that car that does, it's an energy car.
Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show. This is a special report from ABC News, the Republican National Convention. I'm Chuck Sievertson. Now, officially the nominees, former President Trump and his choice for vice presidential running mate, first-term Ohio Senator J.D. Vance. He's a one-time Trump critic and at 39, the first millennial to join a major party ticket. The Biden campaign noting that Vance has said he would not have certified the results of the 2020 election. The special counsel's office says they will appeal this decision today. ABC's Terry Moran.
The stunning ruling. The entire case against Trump for mishandling classified documents has been thrown out by Trump-appointed federal judge Aileen Cannon. This was the prosecution widely seen as the one that posed the most serious legal peril for Trump.
The judge says the special counsel was not nominated by the president nor confirmed by the Senate and not in line with the Constitution. The counsel's office argues that the appointment by the attorney general followed federal statutes. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Former President Trump finally has a running mate. He announced Monday that 39-year-old Ohio Senator J.D. Vance will be his vice presidential candidate in November. Vance was elected to the Senate in 2022. He is known for his memoir, Hillbilly Elegy, published in 2016. Despite being the target of an assassination attempt on Saturday, Trump is in Milwaukee for the Republican National Convention and plans to speak on Thursday. Governor Evers announced Monday that the state is awarding $1.3 million in grants to Wisconsin's coastal communities. Evers posted on X that the money will be distributed through the Wisconsin Coastal Management Program to 31 projects across the state, aiming to restore coastal habitats and prevent pollution. Evers said that the Great Lakes are a vital natural resource whose importance to Wisconsin's culture, economy, and history can't be overstated. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba.
Former Beverly Hills 90210 star Shannon Doherty has passed away. The actress's publicist, Leslie Sloan, said that Doherty passed away July 13th, surrounded by her family and her dog. The charmed actress was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2015, according to Deadline.com. Doherty was 53 years old. James Caan helped Will Ferrell develop some thick skin on his first film after leaving SNL. Ferrell told Christina Applegate and Jamie Lynn Sigler on the Messy podcast that between takes, Caan would say things like, "You're not funny, I don't get you." Ferrell says it was all an attempt to build up to the boardroom scene where Caan kicks Buddy out of his life, but also admitted to having doubts about the film's comedy when he would look at himself in the elf costume. Ferrell eventually received validation from Caan as they left the premiere when Caan said, "Great job. I thought you were way too over the top, but no, it's brilliant." For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Severe thunderstorm watch continues through the evening. Scattered showers and thunderstorms through the evening, some with large hail, damaging wind gusts, and you can't rule out a tornado. Then mostly clear overnight, warm, lows upper 60s. Sunshine not as hot tomorrow, highs low 80s. Currently at 75 degrees.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we continue live from Wisconsin Media Row at the Republican National Convention. We will discuss the vice presidential pick. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Clinic on Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis, honoring health and tradition.
Hey, we're having my best friend and my partner on. I called her last minute because we had a cancellation. Dr. Stately wasn't able to come on with us. Wendy, are you there?
I am here. How are you?
Pretty good. Cleaning the house, you know, getting prepared for your homecoming. Oh, wow.
Yes, I'll be there on Thursday evening.
Right on. Hey, we were talking before we talked to Bob Blake, and in the first segment, Haley and I were talking about you text me when I was at the Two Spirit powwow, and I wasn't 100% sure if the information you were going to give me was accurate, because sometimes your friend that texts you pulls your leg.
I'm not sure I know what you're talking about.
You text me about Trump being shot.
Oh, I did. Yes. Yeah. So I when I'm here in Long Beach, New York, I rarely watch the news. So when I'm on social media, like, I'll see things, but I did. A friend of mine texted me and said Trump was shot. And I was like, what? Oh, my God. So then, of course, you know, I turned on the station right away to see what happened. And, you know, listen, I'm not a fan of the guy at all, but this kind of thing is really, to me, disheartening. And I don't condone it or want it to happen. So right. I just want to put that out there. I don't know. And I don't really know what's happening right now either. I think they're doing, you know, the investigation to find out who this person was, the 20-year-old.
Right.
A lot of people put a lot of good points up. He's 20 years old, so he can't buy a drink.
Right.
He can't go to the casino and gamble, but he can have access to an AK-15.
Right.
Which is really scary. Apparently, his father bought it legally 6 months ago. So, I mean, the story's going to come out, and we're going to find out, hopefully, the truth. Mm-hmm. There's also a lot of conspiracy theories out there that this was all staged. Right. So I've been, you know, looking at that, too. So
right.
Hopefully, someday, we will find the truth, and we'll figure it out. But, you know, we have to keep democracy alive. And for me, it's I'm voting blue. I saw a meme on social media that said, I'm going to vote for Biden, even if his head is in a jar filled with formaldehyde. You know, so, I mean, that's what I'm doing, you know, because, you know, even if you don't think Biden is, you know, well enough to be president, he's got a lot of experts working around him. He picked really good people to support him and to help him make important decisions. Mm-hmm. Not like the other guy who picked his family. So,
yeah,
you know, that's how I'm going. That's what I'm doing. And no one's going to change my mind, although I do have a few people, you know.
Well,
I think I'm crazy, but I don't know.
Well, since the shooting, Biden's been on national TV twice, and people are forgetting about his big mess up.
Good.
At because he sounds strong now again.
Yeah. That's what I've heard. Not that I have seen it, because I have not watched it, but people have mentioned that to me. So I'm glad to hear that. I really am. I'm glad to hear it. And he's going to have another debate in September. So what I would like to say is all the people, the smart people are around him. If he has a cold, or he's on cold medication, he's not feeling that great, postpone it. That's all. Postpone it.
Well, hey, Wendy.
For a couple of days.
Wendy, I want to talk about a couple. I want to talk about the weather there. And I got to tell you this. Here in Minnesota, it is so humid. And it seems like, you know, with the humidity, when we're young, when humidity comes, we get rain. And we've been really humid and really getting a lot of rain. And The weather has been freaky. I know in New York, it's way weird.
It's way, way hot here. Although, you know, we're close to the ocean here, so we get that nice ocean breeze. But it is hot and it is humid. And I just want to remind everybody out there that when it is hot and there's water not available to put water out, you know, in Minnesota, they've been getting plenty of rain. But here, we haven't gotten a lot of rain. So I went over to the little garden where my mom has her ashes. It's a memorial garden, and we put my mom's ashes there, and we have like a stone there for her. And it's a beautiful memorial garden, and I love it because all faiths are allowed in there. And they have, you know, beautiful trees and flowers all around. They have park benches that you could sit and just, you know, hang out and be peaceful. And they have two bird baths. Regular stone bird bath, and the other one is a big giant conch shell. When I went in there, the water was stagnant in there, and I saw one or two of the birds trying to get water out of there. So I got a rubber gloves, and I borrowed a spigot. My pasta's ready. And I went over there and I cleaned them out and I put fresh water in and I sat back on the benches. And Robert, I couldn't believe, like, the birds were watching me do this. And they came right away to drink the water. They were thirsty.
Yeah.
So I was happy that I'm able to do that. So I just want to put it out there as a little sacred animal segment to help our wildlife. Even if it's the simplest thing is to give them water when it's hot and, you know, hot and humid and there's not a source of water for them. They really need our help. So,
well, and you started that trend here in our backyard, and the ducks come in, and I was really leery of that, but the ducks love the water. The squirrel, when it's hot, squirrels put their little shoulders on that water and drink it, and the chipmunks and everybody.
Yeah, I know. And it really is. And when you have a source of food and you have a source of water and you have, you know, plants and vegetation, you're going to have wildlife. And it's so beautiful. I mean, we look outside and we're in the urban cities, and we have chipmunks and rabbits and squirrels and possums and, you know, and sometimes they're all out there at the same time. It's like a menagerie. And Robert has these two crows that land on our garage roof and squawk at him. And so he throws peanuts out. I mean, these animals, even the wildlife, has a strain.
Yeah. Don't forget the big old raccoon, too. My goodness.
Oh, and the raccoon. That's right. I did forget about the raccoon. That's Rocky. We call him Rocky.
Yeah.
It's really...
Yeah, we're in the urban settings here, and we have even in a few blocks, you know, we live close to the river. I walked down to the river. There was a deer running down the block, and I'm like,
wow, it is amazing. It really is amazing. I mean, I love that kind of thing. So I love walking in that garden, you know, not only to, you know, say hi to my mom and reflect, but I just love looking at all the plants and the trees, and there's so many different kinds of birds, and it's really, really nice in there. So I'll check it again tomorrow and see. I might be putting more water in it. So it's attached to the church, and the church has a hose, so I could just, you know, do it myself. I know I have my neighbors here think I'm crazy because I have, you know. Yeah, everybody thinks I'm nuts. That's okay. I don't care.
Well, right. I don't think you're nuts. I know you're nuts, and because we've been together for so long, and but nuts in a good way. It's funny. Years and years ago, I started feeding the squirrels with Fisher peanuts. Then we used to go to Cub and then get unsalted, and now they won't eat the salted ones, so we have to get them unsalted ones so they don't have high blood pressure.
Exactly. I know. It's really amazing. And, you know, in the winter, we have the heated bird baths. because the, you know, the birds and animals still need a water source. And we have that bowl that's also heated. Our backyard is filled with like extension cords and all kinds of things. It's a little crazy, but you know, if there's a harsh winter, they need shelter, they need water, you know? So, yeah, I enjoy doing it. It just, it makes me happy. So,
well, and again, it's a good reminder, Wendy, especially now when it's really hot and here in muggy in the Twin Cities, and I know it's hot out in New York, and is to leave water out for the little animals.
Yeah, yep, just a shallow pan. You can put something in it if it's a deep pan, so if anybody gets stuck in there, they don't drown. So, you know, put a stick so they can get in and out. And, you know, the bees, I have pictures on my phone that I have shredded apples in a shallow pan, and I just left out for the bees during the spring when there's not a lot of flowers for them to, you know, start pollinating. And in the fall when everything dies and they're looking for, you know, something sweet. And I've had so many bees in the backyard and on that shredded apple so they can get the, you know, the liquid out of the apple and they're not going to drown in the water. So that's always a good thing to do too.
Right. I got a couple apples. I should be doing that too tonight now that you mentioned it.
We always buy the apples. And then when they're like, oh, we haven't eaten these. Oh, it's got a rotten spot. Okay, we'll just shred it up and give it to one of our critters out there.
Yeah,
so
that's a really good idea. Hey, we got a minute left. I really appreciate you coming in and last minute like this. And Dr. Stately was at a gathering at the university and he couldn't, and it went longer than he thought. So I appreciate you checking in with us, Wendy.
Yeah, no problem. You know, I've been saving those little memes, those little cartoon things, those cute things. There's a really cute one I saw today. I'll share it right now. It's a man and he's in the bathroom and you know he's on the toilet, but you can't see him on the toilet. And the dog is outside the door with the door open, and the dog is saying to him, go on, go potty. Go on, go on. I just wondered that.
That was a good one. Hey, big peeny geeky Wendy. I'll be talking to you later during my walk tonight. Ho-wah.
Sounds good.
Love ya. Hey, that was Wendy Pilot, and this is Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake. And up next, Haley and I are going to be talking local and national Native news and events. Right, Haley?
Absolutely. Get ready.
We'll be right back. This is Native Roots Radio.
The city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis AIR. AIR stands for American Indian Relations. Guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis AIR dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune in to Minneapolis AIR on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, right here on AM 950.
Attention transit customers. On Saturday, June 15th, Metro Transit will make changes to transit service within your community. As we do each quarter, we review our resources and ridership trends. These service changes continue our ongoing work to best serve customers throughout our system with our given resources. A summary of the upcoming service changes and a preview of the updated schedules are available now at metrotransit.org. Again, that's at metrotransit.org.
Bonjour, hello. My name is Wabin. I am an enrolled member of the White Earth Nation, descendant of the Navajo Nation, and co-chair of the Indigenous Employee Resource Group with the Minnesota Department of Transportation. MnDOT is hiring for a variety of positions from road maintenance to accounting and more. We offer great benefits. For more information or to set up a one-on-one resume and application assistance, visit mn.gov/careers or you can text or call 612-257-2388. 612-257-2388.
End-of-life decisions are not easy to make. Hi, I'm Mary T. of Mary T. Hospice Care. It's important to make sure that this difficult time is meaningful and comforting to you and your loved ones. Our hospice team provides an individualized program of physical, emotional, spiritual, and practical care so your loved one is comfortable and not in pain. At Mary T. Hospice, we understand that choosing the right hospice care provider can be overwhelming, but we're here to assist you. Learn more today at MaryTInc.com.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Oh.
Howl.
Oh, we should have kept Wendy on for the howl. Hoo-wah.
Yeah, next time. We'll do a good one next time.
There you go. Hey, we got things going on here, and it's kind of fun, Haley, putting together a show. And I know you get stressed and gray hairs, but it looks like we're almost done with the show, and nobody got hurt.
It always feels like, you know, an extra hour long when we have some guests fall through. But that's OK, because that last segment gave me some time to wrap up some entertainment news and stuff going on in Native film and everything.
Right on. Well, hit us. People out there want to hear.
Yeah. Do you remember probably a couple months ago when the Cannes Film Festival took place, and I talked about Kevin Costner's Horizon film, The American Saga?
And you went to see it too.
Yeah, right. Not that one. But I bring it up because we talked about it, and we talked about how we're tired of non-Native filmmakers telling our stories and blah, blah, blah. But here comes, you know, a couple months later, Kevin Costner's Horizon 2. This was supposed to be a 5-part film series, by the way. Wow. Horizon 2, the second one, will no longer be releasing on August 16th. Horizon, an American Saga, earned $11 million and took third place during the film's opening weekend. This is coming from indigenous.tv on Instagram. Apparently, they only made $11 million from the box office, but had a budget of $100 million. This announcement comes a couple weeks after from Kevin Costner's controversial comments with Entertainment Weekly that divided its Native American fan base, where he shared he is, quote, tired of people being, quote, so delicate around Native representation.
Hey, you know, it's really funny too, Haley. You know, there was a lot of juice from Dancing with Wolves that he directed and starred in. But my Native friends always used to call it Dancing with Kevin Costner because of the white
savior.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Well, you know, I feel like I kind of called it, but hopefully this is a good thing that these films flopped and we can get some narrative from some Native storytellers, and they can pick a story up. And, you know, I think we tell it a little bit better, but that's just my opinion.
Well, there's two sides of the coin. And when you're not using or asking or talking to Native writers or actors or you know, then you're going to run into troubles, especially these days, and with social media out there and people calling it out there. I don't know if you remember this, but it was totally bizarre, and one of my favorite Saturday Night Live people of all time, he did a movie with Netflix and really had despairing Native American characters in that. Adam Sandler, I don't know if you remember, that was about 5 or 6 years ago.
Not really. And what was that called?
I don't know, but it was, people were pushing back because of the, you know, it's a comedy, so you're making fun of Native Americans, and we get that enough as it is in reality of it, and so there was a big pushback on that, but it happens all the time. You know, we have people that, you know, appropriate our art. We talk about that when we're at the fair, and we have all these Native inspired designs, which is really just code for stolen from Natives and not giving any money or credit to them.
Yeah. Always make sure you know who the Native artist is. If something looks Native, ask them who made that. Mm-hmm. A better film review here comes from the film Fancy Dance with Lily Gladstone and Isabel De Roy Olsen. That recently released on Apple TV, this film Fancy Dance. You know, I've heard nothing but great reviews about it. I have yet to watch it myself, but I've seen Lily Gladstone talk in interviews, just kind of the night and day, comparing it to her work from Killers of the Flower Moon. Mm-hmm. If those listening do not know who Lily Gladstone is, she also starred in Killers of the Flower Moon with Leonardo DiCaprio. And she has just really taken off in the spotlight here in Native film and really pushing for, you know, the narrative to come from Natives themselves. So I applaud her for that. Everyone check out Fancy Dance. It should has a, you know, a really good story aspect to it.
Well, there was a buzz of that movie in the book, of course. And she happened to be on, well, she was on a Reservation Dogs twice. And one of my favorite scenes or episodes of Native of Reservation Dogs, she was in and played Daniel's mother that was in jail and went and visited her. And then all these Native spirits were around. And that's just a quick Reader's Digest condensed version of it. But she's been kicking butt for a while now.
Yeah, that's true. Some other good news coming out. This was a show that I started watching. It's called Dark Winds. Have you heard of that?
Oh, absolutely. And our friend who is a head of New Native Theater wrote the first episode in the second season. So,
oh, wow. Yeah, that would be Rihanna Yazzie.
Yeah, so she's really involved with that, and that season's coming up.
Good. Yeah, I know. Well, a while back, I thought that I heard season three was declined and that they were going to be done with the show. But I guess season three is on the way.
Yeah, it's coming soon.
Yeah. So, and this show has some really great Native representation. We've got Jessica Madden, Zam McLaren, and Kiowa Gordon. So that's exciting. I'm excited for another season of that. Just keep up with this representation. We got some more good news coming from a great Native band here from Minnesota. This is Pretendians Band, as we've had them on in the past and had a lot of fun with them. Thomas D, Christine, and others from Pretendians Band have two songs nominated to the Native American Music Awards. These songs are titled The 38 and War Cry. You can find them on Spotify or Apple Music at Pretendians Band.
Yeah, we'll have to have them on again. And we did play, I believe, when those songs came out, when we interviewed them for the whole show, we played some excerpts from that new album. And
we definitely
The 38.
The 38. It's so classic. It has a really Dakota stand in the lyrics of the song The 38. And hopefully people can check them out. Pretendians Band. It's not The Pretendians, but it's Pretendians Band. And they rock. I mean, really, you'll hear some amazing drumming from Christine and just really more like heavy metal kind of rock stuff that gets you up on your feet.
Definitely. And the words are awesome. And it's fun. I see the drummer and Angie Big running around. I call them the Dynamic Duel now. I see those guys hanging out.
Yeah, we got to shout out Vig Guitars. We haven't had Angie on in a while, it feels like. But any of you that need some work done on your guitar or need any accessories for your guitar, head over to Vig Guitar Shop. That's off of Snelling in St. Paul over by the Minnesota State Fairgrounds, where we will be soon.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, Haley, one of the things that's really with wood and your guitars, they need work. And, you know, they go out of tune and they bend a little bit because of this wood. They're a life in its own. And that's things that I've learned from Angie Big and Angie Big Guitars.
Yeah, I know. I've learned a lot of things. I'm not a guitar player myself, even though I wish I was. But Angie knows a lot, and guitars change like the weather. So make sure you're taking care of them.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Crude and Dom. Tune in Tuesday for a very special edition of the Devil's Advocates live from RNC MKE 2024. Join us at the Kampali Party at 3.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 3 to 6.
Lake Ridge Bank presents Atwood Fest on Madison's East Side. Enjoy live music on three stages from local, national, and international artists, with plenty of food and craft vendors along Atwood Avenue, from Tex Tubs to Monty's Blue Plate. And bring the kiddos for Kids Fest, but don't bring the puppers. Leave your pets at home. Three stages, 30 bands over 2 days on Madison's East Side. It's time for Atwood Fest, Saturday and Sunday, July 27th and 28th. For a full music schedule, log on atwoodfest.com. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.